and enforces its mandates on the countries of the world, what is the means of accomplishing its designs? What does it do? It has a two-step process. It's economic and force. Now, this is the characteristic of who in Bible prophecy? This is the characteristic of the power that starts as a lamb and ends speaking as a dragon, because it's that power that's going to tell the world, you got to receive the mark or you won't be able to buy or sell. Economic. And then it's going to tell the world, you need to receive the mark or we're going to put you to death. Military. So if you're willing to see it in the world today, the one world government, empowered by the lamb-like beast of Revelation 13:11, is already doing its work in the world, and the very characteristics that Bible prophecy said it would be using are economic and military. And you go back in the history of the 50 years of the United Nations, and when they want to tell a country to do something, the first thing they do is what? Economic boycott. If they don't give in on an economic boycott, what do? Send in the bombers. This is current events. This is not future prophecy. And this was predicted 120 years ago in the Great Controversy, as well as the Bible. But we are primarily focusing on the Great Controversy. Now, the end of the world, Revelation 16, we won't look at it, but Revelation 16 talks about modern Babylon. What is modern Babylon? Modern Babylon is not ancient Babylon. Obviously, by the term modern. If it just said Babylon, you might be left to wonder. But in Revelation 16, we're at the end of the world, and it talks about modern Babylon. And Babylon in the Bible is a story from the beginning and end, but it begins as Babylon, as Babel. Same word translated differently, but Babel is Babylon. And it begins as one power at the plain of Shinar, building its tower unto heaven. And that power, paganism, heathenism, whatever you want to label the religion of Babylon, that power opposed God's people throughout history alone. It was primarily just the resistance to God and His truth in the world that took place from the Tower of Babel up until after the days of Christ. You could all categorize the resistance that came to the truth as paganism, or the Babylonian religion. But there came a time period in history, 538, when a second power that Bible prophecy would identify that was also going to resist God and His people.